talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate. Don't let the good friends get in the way. You say we're around. Yeah. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night.
And it's time for Spankwagon.
All right.
So how are you?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm okay.
What's wrong?
I'm humble. You know.
You're humble?
Yes.
How so?
I am just me, simply. That is all, you know. I am just who I am, released on DVD.
Oh, this is going to be sort of a banner day for Claude and his ego, isn't it?
That's
yeah.
Right, kids.
It's a banner day for Claude and his ego.
Yeah.
Shit. We're all so screwed. How's it going?
Not bad, how are you?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm okay. Doing pretty good. And it's a banner day for me. It's also kind of a sad day, you know, in the news, whatnot.
Ah, shitty news.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I think we just need to quit talking about dead people on the show.
Well, I have an idea.
Because you said it goes in threes, and well, sure the fuck did.
That it does. I told you. It goes in threes. It was a quick three that time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, one was kind of expected.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, John Ritter played a gay guy, and usually gay people do die young of the AIDS.
No.
Come and knock on our door. Come and show me your VD test.
Actually, from what I understand, though, that's what the Grim Reaper was. It's like, come on, knock on my door.
They didn't sing that song, dude.
I don't know. He might have.
You know, rock you to hell. That's the Grim Reaper, man. The band Grim Reaper.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Limousine.
Yeah, I never heard that, man.
I don't want to hear that again.
It's good, man. It's the Grim Reaper. It's Grim Reaper. That is the name of the band.
What are you
playing with? Nothing. I'm just
picking your nails and playing. Thank yeah. you. Hey, no.
I've got to play with them now.
Yeah, like within like 24, 48 hours, like two celebrities are dead. You know, Johnny Cash died of complications of diabetes.
Yeah, it's really sad because his fifth album is unfinished now.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? He was a reclaimed celebrity.
I didn't know that he's never really reclaimed.
Well, come on, the whole music scene dumped him. I mean, his record labels dumped him.
It's really interesting. Like I read a lot of stuff on like Rolling Stone and Spin, stuff like that. They were really talking about Cash right there.
Mm-hmm.
In the '80s, when you had like new wave and pop right there, yeah, country wasn't there, and then they had that fucking country, fucking urban cowboy shit, rhinestone cowboy type stuff,
right?
And that never identified with Cash, who was fucking real. Country Western,
right. Man okay. in Black, yeah.
Yeah, you know, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really funny though is actually, you know, who embraced Cash during the '80s and kind of kept him going?
I know you too did.
I don't mean a band in particular, but a genre.
No, who?
Punk.
That makes sense.
Because people, when they started really realizing, like, you know, like, you heard Dead Kennedys do a cover of, like, Rawhide and stuff like that, you know. So people kind of, like, started really listening to, like, you know, angry fucking music. And
Wall of Voodoo, I remember, did a cover of Wall of Fire.
Mm-hmm. Ring of Fire?
Ring of Fire, sorry. Wall of Voodoo did a cover of Ring of Fire.
So, so Cash was really rediscovered as punk right there. And something else, too, you know, like, it was, like, back in 94 when he released, I think it was American One.
Okay.
When he released the song Delia.
Delia.
Delia's gone. One more round. Delia's gone. First time I shot her. I shot her in the side. Shot her a second
time.
Doesn't
ring a bell. I'm sorry.
It's a fucking cool song. It's really he talks about how there's this girl he loves, Delia. So he ties her up and fucking kills her. And he sings about all the ways he's going to kill her.
Weird.
It fucking got like a lot of... And it was a very stark video, man. But it got a lot of fucking play on MTV.
Huh.
And it was really embraced, and he actually he won with American One, which Dilly was on. He won Grammys. He won Best Country Album of the Year, and Best Folk Contemporary.
Interesting. See, I didn't know that because I knew that. I mean, he was one that liked to work with all the different type of genre of music. He really, really did. He did work with. Like I said earlier, U2, doing the cover songs like he did, things like that. He really didn't shy away from really just doing what he wanted.
Right,
that was an honorable thing. He did what he wanted. That's something. Yeah, you're gonna hear and see all this in every sort of biography. Actually, they did all of his biographies like 2 months ago. Now they're going, shit, we got to rerun it because. You know, when the Hurt video came out, it got massive airplay.
Yeah,
on country music TV.
Yeah.
On CMT, I should say.
Well, also what was very interesting was it got nominated for several Video Music Awards on MTV. The only thing it won was, like, fucking cinematography. It was nominated for Video of the Year. And very interesting, Justin Timberlake won for whatever fucking piece of shit pop video he did.
Right.
However, when Justin Timberlake did his acceptance speech right there, he said that his winning the award was a, quote, travesty. Cash should have won.
Did he keep the award?
He kept it, yeah.
Of course.
I know. But even he felt that he shouldn't have had the award, that he was up against Cash, and Cash should have got it. It was much better. Which, you know, hey, man.
I know that, you know, Michelle, she will not even watch the video.
It is.
It is such a wow video.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you listen to it, I mean, I like Nine Inch Nails, and I know we've talked about this before, but, I mean, I love Nine Inch Nails. I own almost every single one of their copies, all the different...
Trent Reznor.
Releases.
You heard what he said about it.
No.
He thought it was beautiful. He fucking loved it.
Johnny Cash probably gave that video, not as only extended the life of that actual song, but gave a definition, something Trent Reznor probably was not able to do.
Very interesting.
Sure, he created it. Sure, he wrote it and he put it to music, but Johnny Cash... gave it a soul.
Exactly the same words that were shared by Tom Petty.
Really?
I'm
good.
When Johnny Cash did a cover of I Won't Back Down.
He gave it a soul. In other words...
Yeah. Okay. Tom Petty said, you know, I like the song and I wrote it right there. He goes, you know, it always seemed empty to me. He goes, I didn't know. Like, what am I standing up for? And when Cash sung it right there, you know, it was just, you know,
there
Cash.
Was a soul. Yeah, there was something he was standing
was
up
meaning.
For.
So yeah, what they were talking about was with Cash right there, you know, they were really showing his fucking career right there. And American 4, fucking on like Apple Music Store and like other sites, American 4 dominates the fucking country thing for albums and shit. When they first went online, you know, Hurt right there was dominating for a while, and it slipped down, but it's still like in the top 10. Mm-hmm. Expect that to go up shortly.
Yeah, especially after this. It's just kind of how it works out, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
next week we're going to see Gunther Rinker release, you know, the complete DVD sets of Three's Company. Speaking of another, you know,
probably.
Celebrity death. Yeah, Jack, I always get the names confused. I have since I was a kid. You know, it's his
John Ritter.
John Ritter played Jack Tripper. Yeah. Anyhow, he passed away yesterday, or no, this morning.
No.
Was it yesterday?
Ritter died last night at 10
yes.
Something Pacific Standard Time in the evening.
Well, yeah, while filming on the set, he
wonder
collapsed.
If they got that on tape.
Probably do.
Yeah.
He collapsed during filming of his TV show.
Looks bad to be on Kazaa.
Eight Rules or whatever Rules of Marrying My Daughter or Seeing My Daughter,
yeah,
whatever that.
Eight Rules of Dating My Daughter.
Yeah.
The only reason I know is because I looked it up.
Right, and I don't rewatch a lot of sitcoms anymore. I work, so I don't get
sitcoms.
A chance to.
Well, I have a chance and I hate them. Anyway.
But you know, he parlayed Tripper, that role in Three's Company, he parlayed that into Broadway. He did a stint on Broadway, parlayed it into movies, of course, as you know, Problem Child series. There was another one in the 80s, I can't remember what it was, but it was just so, it was very, had adult, a lot of adult themes, and I just don't remember what it is. But he also did a lot of TV movies, sad to say. But he, you know, he did this sitcom, and it was actually for ABC, for, you know, that broadcasting company. They said, hey, this is our number two show. We're fucked.
Yeah.
Because that between what NYPD Blue, they don't really have much else.
Right.
Except for that show, which was really popular. It also had Katie Siegel from, of course, Married with Children fame.
Yeah. But yeah, like Ritter, you know, yeah, it's real sad he died, you know, but yeah, and I'm fucking young. I always got to wonder, though, like, that I'm sure how he died was very painful, though.
You don't know, though. I mean, what they said it was he had a tear in his aorta.
Yeah.
And what happened was is it was a mass, it caused a massive hemorrhaging and stuff like that. Well, that could hurt, or maybe you all of a sudden notice, hey, I'm feeling kind of bloaty today.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll learn more.
Muscle tearing thing. Anyhow. We'll learn
a lot more as the day goes
yeah,
on,
very,
or as the weeks
on.
Go on.
Yeah, no, Ritter died yesterday and Cash died today.
Okay, I had it backwards then. I thought Cash died yesterday, Ritter died today.
No,
irregardless, also just from the chat room, by the way, if you want to join our chat room, let's get that out of the way, irc.slashnet.org, the room is Pound Spankwagon, so if you're sitting in Orange Anime lurking around, we know who you are, we've already proven that, get over to Spankwagon and join that conversation. If you're in Spankwagon, double up your windows and go over to Ars Anime and help them with the conversation. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was. I think. Let me scroll back up here, though. Someone just said the guy who did the voice of. Shoot, I just had it here.
Voice of who?
Chizad just put in that the guy who did the voice of Captain Murphy on C-Lab 2021
uh-huh.
is that Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. Funnier than shit. One of those just irreverent cartoons.
Uh-huh.
He passed away. So here we go, another one. So I guess we're on number four.
Yeah.
Plus, earlier this week, we had a very controversial filmmaker pass away, someone who made Nazi propaganda films.
Right.
So that's number five. Someone else has to die soon.
No, there was that, I don't know, there's a songwriter guy that might qualify as a celebrity. We'll be iffy about that. We'll
be very iffy about that. I didn't see much of a bio on that.
One thing was very interesting today. You made a mention of when we were speaking earlier about the Deadpool thing. You know,
yes.
Not the Deadpool of how a celebrity seems to die once a week on our show.
Yeah,
and it was very interesting because I was listening today too
mm-hmm.
On the radio, and they were talking about on the radio doing the Deadpool, like who do you think is going to die next? And to be honest with you. I don't think that's a very good shock thing. It's worn off.
Oh, yeah, the Deadpool idea is worn off.
So.
Howard Stern did that.
Yes, and he did very well, and it's still going to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good.
And then in my favorite, I was reading an online comic when Bob Hope passed away. The comic goes, you owe me $20. Why? Oh, we had a pool. What was that? Well, it was called the Hope or Pope pool.
Hope or Pope.
Hope or Pope.
That's funny.
Which one go first? I think that was Mac Hall. Mm-hmm. Good webcomic.
Well,
anyhow.
Rather than the Deadpool, which is, in my opinion, complicated and annoying and whatnot.
Too many statistics. It's
right, yeah, and we have to keep a fucking fucking spreadsheet and stuff. No.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do here on Spankwagon, or at least we're going to try to do if the Reaper cooperates, is we're probably going to end up having a Dead Celebrity of the Week.
At this rate, we're doing it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
One Dead Celebrity a Week. Keep it up.
I don't give a shit who it is.
Now, you consider yourself a celebrity now.
Of course I am.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So you're in the contention of this.
Technically, yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
The way I drive, maybe you'll be announcing me next week, huh?
Yeah, well, I won't be doing announcing next week if that's the case.
Sure you will.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Spankwagon Radio.
Have somebody fill in for me.
Who am I going to have fill in for you?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll get Whitey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like, I know Robert, he's a bastard. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
It's Claude. Huh? Oh, yeah, Claude.
So, yeah, we got one dead person a week. Got to keep that quote up. So far, week we're ahead of quota, so if we don't get one next week, I think we'll be okay.
Maybe.
We'll be okay.
We'll have to find somebody, though, no matter how. Okay, you know the guy who was best boy on this Wheaties commercial in 1974? Okay. He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It looks like a lot of people are starting to join the chat room.
I still don't even know what a best boy is. I think it's a gopher.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. You brought something, and this is actually something that we talk about way too.
Well,
I mean, we're talking unhealthy amounts of conversation going to this topic.
Really, but
very unhealthy.
First, let me fill this out. I went to the gas station and I got myself these little candy things. Now, for some reason, the gas station next to work has been on this quest for fucking bad food.
Dude, they are, like, getting pretty,
number one,
pretty up
don't
there.
Ever eat fucking snack foods made by anybody called Tom.
Yeah, Tom's chips and shit like that. Anyhow.
I saw these little things. They're called caramel creams. Nobody's ever had these. It's a little piece of caramel with a little squirt insert of
some sort
cream.
Of cream type stuff. I used to eat a lot of these, and I never really quite clicked on what we're dealing with, but I used to eat a lot of these because, hold on, when Brett, my friend Ragman, worked at an arcade, he had a machine that you put in a quarter, and you get the claw, and you pick up candy and you eat it.
Right.
Well, shit, he'd just go, here, you want some? I'm like, oh, thanks. Yeah. And I'd just take what I wanted to eat out of the candy machine.
Yeah.
And it was these, because they were really good, because I like the caramel.
Yes. And so it's caramel with a cream center.
Yeah.
However,
the name
is kind of Germany. It says Goetze, which actually, if you really look at it, it's Goetze.
It's Goetze.
And when you look at these things, they look like little candy bites of Goetze.
It's like a negative. It's a picture. It's a photo negative of the Goetze guy.
Yes.
Because it's caramel outside. So take. Just imagine it. Take. Caramel outside, just draw like a brown line, brown circle, you know, fill in it a little. Not a whole circle.
Yeah.
But, you know, like a donut.
Right.
And then fill in with cream in the middle, and there you go. You got a photo negative of Goetze.
But the problem is right here, this is, it's stretched out like Goetze is grabbing himself right now.
Wait.
And if you push
on it. Well, that's the
it,
case. If that's the case. Here. Let's do this.
Hold on.
It's a visual just for Claude in the office. There you go.
Yeah.
Put your fingers up to the sides of that thing.
Yes, and it does indeed look like Goetze.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to do, though, is to commemorate this thing, we're going to end up eating these. So we get to taste Goetze.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're telling me we're going to eat Goetze?
Yes. I have a third one, so this will go in the archives here, up here next to fucking Clicker Liquor.
Oh, joy. That's just not what we need.
Let's see.
All right. Hold on a moment. You know what? I'm going to want to take some photos of this so we can put it up on the archive.
Wait.
Along with everything else I need to put up in the photo archives.
Let's do the wrapped one.
Okay. Let's put that right here. Let me... Ooh, Dad's not liking that. Why is my focus off? No. All right. Let's take a look at the Goetze here. But yeah, as we were saying, my camera's not focusing for crap.
Probably because you got it. Ow, you fucking, are you blind me?
Yeah, it's too bright. I'll get the photos later. Don't worry about that.
Okay, but yeah, these are Goetze candies.
Why don't you go ahead and... enjoy your Goetze. Shit. Close your eyes. All right. You know what? We got too much light behind you, but that's just me.
All right, ready?
Shithead. Okay, go for it. Enjoy it. Hey, that looks very familiar. I think we've done that one already.
Yeah, it's an old pose.
Here. Take the camera. All right.
I
know we're stalling, and I know you guys... Yeah, we do need a webcam, but I need a little more bandwidth.
Beautiful.
Cool. And let me try my Goetze. Let's...
How can you just damn thing go away? Do that pose again. That
it's good though. I mean, it's different.
But you're eating Goetze right
I'm
now.
Eating Goetze.
So if anyone is ever curious,
and I'm ashamed to say I like it.
So you enjoy the taste of Goetze.
I like these candies.
You like the taste of Goetze.
I like the candies.
Okay, you heard it here, folks. Trenchard likes Goetze.
Shame on me.
Tastes great, less filling, huh?
Something like that. Because we now have, like, we're chewing in everybody's ears. I'm sorry about that, folks. No, not really. Yeah. So, yes, now we just ate Goetze candies. And by the way...
If anybody's curious what we're talking about, which if you don't know, you're like...
You're an idiot. Or you haven't listened to us that long.
Goetze.cx.
Just go to the webpage. That's the
whole... Type that in your browser.
That's the whole URL. Go there. Scream really loud, close it real quick, you'll understand. And the name of the candy is G-O-E-T-Z-E.
But when you pronounce it like Mexican-like, it's Gotsis.
Gotsis. Gotsis.
Gotsis. Gotsis.
I got Goatsy stuck in my nasal. Inhaled a little Goatsy. Sorry.
You swallowed Goatsy.
You did too. You licked the cream filling out of a Goatsy.
Yeah. I think we've ruined these candies for you from now on.
I think.
Hope so.
I don't know. No, actually, no, because I even though I'll make the connection, I'll just laugh as I eat one. Yes, that is the URL, GOATSE.CX. What nation code is CX?
I don't know.
What country? I work at blob.CX.
Well, that's like goldenshower.GS. It's actually a music group. It's a musical group.
Okay, I was like, ah?
I know. It's a musical group.
Who do you listen to?
It's like I showed you with the slot cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Right. Weird videos. We should put those up on
that's
maybe.
That's going to be a link.
We should put those on Spankwagon.
Yeah, it'll be a link for next
put week. Those maybe on the index just as quick links for dinner time people. Interesting. So thank you for bringing Goatsy. Wow. Yeah. No, it is not work safe. Not work safe in a million years. I suppose we should have warned people about that. If your bosses go along, just take it to our website, Spankwagon, Goatsy, and
No. Don't associate URLs.
Yeah, here, on second thought, take them to Disney. Tell them it was a fluke.
Yeah, go to a legit site, man. Go to, like, whitehouse.com.
Tell them it had something to do with the fact that, oh, what was it? whitehouse.com.
Boy, you catch on quick.
Ooh, I'm just not with it today.
Not work safe. No shit.
No shit.
Hey, look at that. Shazad just found it.
And I think we had, I don't know what it is, but every geek internet radio show I've ever listened to, ours included, always seem to have this fascination with Goatsy.
Goatsy's interesting. Yeah. Something Awful has a great Photoshop Friday of motivational posters.
Oh, no.
They put Think Geek to shame.
Really?
Yes. One about fame, which kind of burst my bubble, too, you know, was the show the arch in Zion's National Park and Photoshop Goatsy hands onto it.
Nice.
Goatsy's everywhere. Yeah, everybody's got a fucking...
Goatsy's everywhere. Everybody has seen, whether intentionally, such as what we just told you, or very unintentionally, oh, what's this link? Click.
If I was truly artistic, I would probably graffiti Goatsy onto subway cars and trucks.
I could just see subway cars spreading their little...
Dude, that's it. What we'll do is we'll get breaker paper.
Okay.
Snap and peel paper.
Okay.
Snap and peel. It's paper that already comes with a sticky background, and it's got that snap and peel back thing on the back every so often right there. So you can put it through a regular copier and print it, or you can do an offset printing, however you want. It's flexible enough to go through a laser copier if it's set for
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
You can go to Kinko's, and they sell it right there. Let's laser print Goatsy onto these things and stick it all over town.
Can I ask you a question? You're going to Kinko's to photocopy someone's orifices, and you're going to pay money for this.
I'm thinking about it. It'd be funny when you put this URL on there.
Yeah, theirs, not ours. No association. Chazad says they used to offer free .cxtlds, or top-level domains, back in the day. Really? I have never heard that domain other than this, but hey. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many stupid domains. Like, you know, every other country, they force a lot of countries to use their country domains.
I was thinking, you know, we are the Confederate Union of Goatsy.
That's so sad. As I was saying, though, they all these different top-level domains. .com, you know, they try to push .com here and everything like that.
Yeah, this is the diplomat from Goatsy. May I ask you a question?
Sounds more like a lawyer.
Do you have a mint? Does this make my ass look fat?
Oh, Jesus. Shut up.
Gee, this is a big palace. Gee, this is a big palace. Why did you say it twice? I didn't. Here you go. Tasteless old asshole jokes.
God, it's all Drew Carey. Not Drew Carey. Jim Carey. Asshole jokes. Yeek.
I don't want to picture Drew Carey.
Doing Goatsy. You want to picture Jim Carrey doing Goatsy?
I don't picture nobody doing Goatsy.
other than the Goatsy guy himself. And the cute chick at Kinko's is looking at you like,
It's not a personal, no, trust me.
All right,
autograph that for you, yeah.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. In case you haven't figured it out, we've already started. He's Claude, I'm
Sleep
Trench.
With one brown eye open, gripping your cheeks tight. Goatsy, yeah! We could sing a song about that.
Right? I'm sure you could.
I'd like to hear...
You've been going on for Goatsy Hour for 5 minutes.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
And it equals quick joke. Goatsy will, like, fucking get a quick chuckle, okay? You could fucking be dying, dude. You could be like a... You could be just telling the worst fucking jokes, okay? And you could be bombing the worst you ever could. Mm-hmm. Okay, in front of a crowd. If you did Goatsy, take my wife, please.
No. See, that's a bad idea because of the simple fact that if Goatsy is in geek circles. Goatsy is so
okay. How, so let's say
you're
going to
be. Wait, hold on. You're saying
it's a metaphor.
Club. Will you hold on for a second?
Okay, fuck.
You're at a comedy club, and you're going, huh? I'm running out of material. I know. I'll shine him with the Goatsy slide. Click. They just see that open orifice and hand clenching action. Everyone screams, gets sick, or if they're
take
in
my wife, please.
Or if they're in certain parts of the country, get turned on and want a phone number. And then you have to go and explain what it is. Oh, it's a website, really, honestly. I didn't take this photo. And then you have to tell a joke.
Spill your guts, kid. Okay, when I was 2 years old, I pushed my sister down the stairs and blamed it on a dog. When I was in fourth grade, I stole my Uncle Max's toupee and wore it as Moses in my Hebrew school play. But the worst thing I ever did was I went up on stage one time and I flashed a picture of Goatsy on the screen. And the people were just...
What, they have hairballs?
It's my chunk reference, man.
Oh, my God.
I gotta get that Goonies on DVD.
Well, we got other things on DVD today. Actually, right. I know this. A lot of these people have actually heard us talk about this, so it's a safe topic. For those of you who've been listening for a long time now. Quite a long time now, because Spank Wagon's now been doing our thing for about 2 years.
Yes.
So we've been doing about 2 years this month. Actually, I'll just say 2 years this month.
It's mad props to us.
One thing that we were talking about in January was we did auditions and we were in a series of commercials. Claude here actually got his own spots. 60-second and a 30-second spot. Same thing.
And I had my own full-page ad.
Full-page ad for 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
All advertising on the cable company in town here. Now, we finally...
Now, you were in commercials too. Don't fuck
it. I was in a few. I wasn't like... didn't have I guess you could say the flooding.
Sex appeal?
No, I've got way more than that. I wasn't like, you know, I how do you want to say, all over the place? With
you were
ads
listening to your old rock, old-time rock
and roll. Yeah, band. Shit like that. But we finally got our videos, and we were watching them today, and it's like, oh, okay, I remember doing that. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Homeboy over here, though, is like, oh, yeah,
I kicked
right
ass.
Out. That's me. He's looking at me, little old trencher, going, that's me, you know, that's me. I was in those commercials. That's me. I'm like
a fucking little
fuck
kid.
Fuck you. We drove there. You know, we hung out after we did the commercials. We were there until 10
like,
p.m.
That's,
that night.
That's me.
I'm in Hollywood. I'm famous. I'm like, oh,
dude, I'm
fuck.
On. I'm released for home video, man.
Yeah, he's on a video now. So what we're going to do is...
DVD, no less, baby.
Yeah, and before anyone pipes up and says, hey, get us a copy online, we will give us time.
I put links
I'm
up.
Lazy. He's lazier.
I put links up for the commercial, didn't I?
You did in the message boards.
Cool.
We may those links are pretty much gone now, unless you've downloaded them off of that.
No, I have to move them over.
But we have a DVD, and we're gonna probably rip it and
dude,
put it
I'm
online.
Famous.
You hear him?
That's right,
famous.
Dude. I'm on DVD now.
So,
mass production.
Whoever's writing up the Deadpool, put his name big bold letters at top.
You feel really guilty if I died.
Yeah, I would actually. Yeah. That Catholic guilt would kick in and
so
knock
if I die, you
ass.
Caused it, okay?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You cursed me.
I cursed you. No, I didn't say I cursed you to die. Blah.
Jesus will be like, yeah, Mark said for you to die. That was the only reason.
And Jesus said, you know, hey, Mark just felt it was your time. You were annoying him.
It wasn't me. It was me.
You were pissing him off. Especially after last week in the Four City Blocks, which actually people really liked. We got feedback on the whole. We were like, oh, you listened to the show. What'd you like? Blah, blah, blah.
Four City Blocks.
Yeah, and speak of the devil, we say Four City Blocks, and who shows up in the message boards or in the chat room?
Hey,
so
mad props to the JLD.
Yeah, I don't understand it, you know, but hey, as long as Captain Ego and the amazing Goatsy Ranger here seem to be happy, I'm happy. All right.
SpongeBob Goatsy!
Oh, come on, don't ruin something else! You already made me hate the can.
Who is the guy that spread open his ass?
That's just wrong. I mean, wrong.
Are you ready, kids?
That's funny.
Aye, aye, Goatsy!
You know what? We're going to take a break. I need to get him to get calmed down here. You are listening to
Goatsy Radio.
Stop that shit. What are you listening to? He can't do it. Okay. Folks, you are listening. Okay, 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 okay.
Four City Pops. No, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm Claude,
the Goatsy Ranger, and I'm Trencher, the normal one. We'll be back.
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.
Captain.
Oh shit! Here we go again. All right. I tell you what, long week, long fucking week. So hey, did you get news articles and shit?
No.
No. What?
You said you did.
Oh shit.
Wait, let me think of something. Actually, I think I did my news articles already.
Yeah, you kind of did. Hey, you want to hear something really fucking awesome? I kid you not, this guy, I would drive there, although it's very impractical. I would drive to buy gas from this guy.
Goatsea.
No. if you're getting gas from Goatsea, there's going to be a lot of refinement that needs to be done. Anyhow.
How far away is this guy?
It's actually somewhere in Washington State.
Four city blocks away.
Oh, God.
All right. All right. Okay, well, you buy gas from the guy. Why?
Because he said he got tired of all the gas prices and everything like that, and they weren't going down fast enough for him. So he's sick of oil companies gouging the public, so this guy, who owns a Quick Stop, mm-hmm. number 10 in Kelso, I'm assuming that's somewhere in Washington State, slashed the prices at his pumps to $1.49 a gallon. It's almost 40 cents a gallon cheaper than the average price of $1.88 in Longview and Kelso and some other places. Rainier, so Washington State. According to the surveys, blah, blah, blah. Basically, what he did is he paid $1.97 a gallon of gas and then charged his customers, you know, $1.91, keeping ahead of the curve of the drop, so that way he can still retain a profit, but it may not necessarily show itself as a profit immediately. It'll show itself as a profit later on. But, yeah, he decided to drop gas to $1.50 a gallon.
Okay.
Think about it. $1.50 a gallon in those areas, and he's the only one. Everyone else is still charging up for around $2. Where are you going to go to buy gas?
I don't know. What kind of neighborhood's it in?
You, of all people, drive in every single freaking neighborhood. You have no fear of neighborhoods and the
environment around
them. It
was a white people's joke. God. Kill the humor. Jesus, man.
What the hell are you trying to do?
I was just making a funny ethnic joke against white people.
Funny ethnic joke against...
Yes. I'm sorry, did I offend your cracker ass?
Why do you feel the need to make that kind of humor?
I was trying to get a cheap fucking laugh. Okay, there we go.
Is it always about the cheap fucking laughs for you?
Well, if I fucking go for the long, drawn-out laugh, everybody yells at me I'm taking too long to tell a story. There I was.
Oh, Jesus. So you actually don't even care that the fact that someone's actually... A gas station owner's brave enough to pull that shit.
What? How's he going to be penalized from the oil companies?
Well, he's not. He already paid for the stuff. The only thing that's really going to hurt him is it's going to hurt his overhead and it's going to hurt his cost. You know what I mean? Making money and whatnot. Profit, duh. That's the name I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, but one thing I know, a lot of other gas station owners and stuff like that in that city are saying, they're all going, huh, fuck him. He's nuts. We're keeping our gas prices right where we paid for them. Okay, so if the gas station people only expect to make 5 cents off of each gallon of gas sold.
Yeah.
What the hell is the other costs for?
Taxes.
And why? Okay, taxes is understandable. I understand those gas is taxed all the hell. What else? what is causing the gas rates to still stay up right where they are? Like right now in Vegas, I think the cheapest I've seen gas is $1.87.
That sounds about right, yeah. Nobody knows. Every time there's some sort of investigation, gas has come down or some fucking state general attorneys get paid off. So. It doesn't do any good. It's bullshit, man.
nice hand gestures.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so he basically though what he did is he lowered them all down. Everybody's calling him an idiot. They say, "Oh yeah, this will hurt business."
Yeah, right.
For, yeah, everyone else but him.
Yeah,
he's still gonna sell out. That's
all problem. That does is make them look like a fucking monopoly by saying
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, if anybody's here in Vegas, fuck Channel 13. Yes.
What did Channel 13 do now?
This is so-and-so with Channel 13 inside Las Vegas. And coming up in the next break, I'm going to give you an interesting story about how the local cable company is blackmailing everyone to have to switch and force them to digital cable.
Because we no longer do the pay-per-views on analog.
Fuck Channel 13.
Did they get like 12 interviews with people and made it sound like we were committing adultery in a crime?
I don't know. I didn't.
While fucking their grandmothers?
I don't know. I didn't pay fucking attention. I had to go to work, man. I couldn't be fucking late, man.
See, I'll tell you what. That's the bias of these of the fucking news organizations in this
I'm tempted right now
city.
if we see like some Channel 13 trucks, let's fuck them up. Let's fuck their shit up.
Yeah, okay, let's see. I could just see the follow-up story. A gang of cable guys damages. No, fuck
It'd
that.
Be cool. They'd do like some file photos and show us some our commercials.
And then they're going to go, "Hey, that's the cable guy." And then your little fan club that exists out here, the ones that when they see you at random...
I knew it! He was going to do just like the Dell guy.
Yeah, there you go. Just... Oh, Jesus. Everywhere we fucking go. Like, last week we're out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Like, a group... Now, this is the scary part, though, because I haven't seen many women do this to him except old women. But a group of guys... Cable guy! Always dudes. You're really popular with the dudes.
I know, man. Women want me, and men want to be me.
See that? The men want you, and the women are wondering, who the hell are you?
Nah, man, I get the looks, you know.
The looks from who?
I get from
everybody.
Oh,
that's right. You had those two grandmas sitting behind us one day. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him.
It was like Duck Hunt in reverse, man, with you like trying to dodge the fucking voices. It's like... You know, you're on the commercial. You don't want to end up like the Dell guy, you know. He got busted for the dope charges.
He got busted for the charges. What? I'm going to finish my sandwich.
Oh, I'll leave you alone. Thank you. Yeah.
And I move back into place.
Then she starts to shit up again. You had to move back until she finally got the fucking gist. That was fucking classic. Does that make you jealous?
That you're in those commercials and you get recognized?
Yeah.
Not really.
Why?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I don't know. It really doesn't make me jealous. It annoys me some days.
Why is that?
Because I'm sitting here, we're having a conversation, or we're talking about something, or we're doing something, and, you know, and this has happened, like, with you, me, and when I was out with Michelle, and stuff like that, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, it's the cable guy! And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, okay, that's all cool. That's all fine. It's the 5 minutes after anybody ever recognizes you that's a pain in anyone else's ass. That's why. Your ego just... It's like... How do I want to explain it? You know those life vests? You pull the cord, and they just blow right up. That's your ego. You're da-da-da-da-da. Cable guy! Yeah! Shoom!
I become like a peacock.
Yeah, like the sideburns flare out, so people recognize you more. Oh, don't do that. Oh, that's pathetic. You are peafowl. No, and then, you know what? And the fact is there's a lot of other people who are in those commercials and a lot of other people that don't get noticed, a few others that do, and that's all fine. That's great. Because I know whenever...
No, you know, don't be honest. If it's ever made like how... If you've ever felt that way, please tell me.
Okay. But no, I mean, like, when I'm... Blah, 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 like, reading the boards. That's what I was saying, though, because... I know I did it. I had fun doing it. It was an experience. I learned a little. You know, I had a lot of fun talking with a lot of different people. We pitched the show. And that's always important. We pitched the show. So, you know, it was great. It was a great experience. But, man! Claude. Yeah. And then 5 minutes later. Oh, yeah. Where were we? Oh, I'm back in reality.
Hey, man, I can't be rude, man. I can't be like...
But you're not being rude. I'm not... No. But
of course not.
You're not being rude to the people who are saying, hey, there's the cable guy. No, you're being rude to, like, the other people who are just sitting there going, you know, who are hanging out with you for whatever way means whatever, and all of a sudden, Gable Guy! Yeah. And it's back to normal. That's the rude part. It's like...
That's not, dude, I gotta
like
be nice
said,
to everybody.
Like I said, we were downstairs watching that
I gotta fight Tom Hanks for the nicest guy in Hollywood thing.
You ain't nowhere near Tom Hanks for the nicest guy in Hollywood. Anybody who's driven with you or driven around you can argue and prove that you
fuck
are definitely
you,
not the
drives,
nicest guy.
Hey, nobody drives around
sailing
me.
Owner. There's a sailing Mustang owner out there that I know thinks you're definitely not a nice guy.
Fuck him, man. What does he know? He bought a sailing.
Jesus.
Hey, man, it's not my fault, man. I realize there's going to be haters, you know? Look at my print ad in the newspaper, full page, 2 weeks in a row.
Right. So anyhow,
what does that say?
But your ego is getting out of control right now.
No, it's not.
Well, I got a print ad 2 weeks in this paper. What does that say? Yeah, thank you, Isaac. Go back to pouring your drinks. It'll be over soon.
Out of sight.
Damn it.
I'm just saying, man. It's like when a journal keeps their journalistic like integrity, okay?
And a journalist keeps his journalistic integrity, okay?
Or hers, okay? All right. What it is you know, like if they're going to cite some sort of famous literary works and whatnot. You know, they got to like back it up to show it's real. You know, they got to quote the author or whatnot, or you know, you follow me?
Not in the slightest. You're asking. You're telling me you have to have a bib page. It's like you're gonna have T-shirts made up that's gonna have your face. That's from one of like the newspaper ad that says I'm this guy.
I don't have the T-shirt maker yet.
See, well, that's what I'm saying. It's an out of control ego.
Controlled, dude. My ego's perfectly fine.
For
all
who?
I'm doing
for what? Your ego is perfectly fine. In what way?
It doesn't bother me, man. It's not in the way.
You know, we know it doesn't bother you. That's because your ego doesn't let it. Your ego is so out of control that you have no idea what you say half of the time.
What do you mean? Example.
I've been looking out through the bedroom window. Fuck, how many times do we have to hear that same fucking joke?
That's not ego.
The ego says, your ego laughs at it every single time. Because in your little mind, or big mind, or whatever, you think it's fucking hilarious. And you're laughing now because you know I'm saying the truth.
The joke is funny.
You don't fuck this. Your ego's out of fucking control. I'm done. Fuck this. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. Break. Just say we're going to a break.
All right. We're going to break.
Out now. punk soul brother. Brother, the funk soul brother.
All right, I'm back. And, you know, it's me. So welcome back to Spankwagon Radio, starring Claude Balls. Trincher's gone and Smack quit. So it's just me, Uncle Balls. That's right.
Uncle Balls! Okay, I could keep quiet until Uncle Balls. Can you imagine your nephew, you have, like, kids down the road, hey, it's Uncle Balls! Shit, he's Catholic?
No, it's Uncle Balls, not fucking Father Balls.
Sorry. Hairballs?
All right. Why is there bukkake in the holy water? Father, forgive me. Why is this so sticky?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Confessional has a glory hole in it.
Hey, thanks for... we're back. And by the way, for those of you who are taking bets on me, we weren't really fighting.
Yeah.
We just got bored and decided to start screaming.
Oscar would put Claude's ego... What the fuck is this, man? On the internet. Nobody can fucking know who you are, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, the old saying. It's actually from New York...
I don't know what it is.
The New Yorker. There was a cartoon that had, you know, it says, on the internet, no one knows you're a dog. Mm-hmm. You know? If you want to... No, actually, Rev... I will say, knowing what I know of Oscar, which isn't much, but knowing what I know of Robert, Captain Ego here is beyond control.
Fuck and you, Captain Ego. I'm Admiral Eagle.
Admiral Ego. I'm resting my case. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, Captain.
aye, Captain.
SpongeBob, go see!
Hey, you want to talk about, you know, you're talking about the bukkake thing.
Bukkake.
Yeah.
Bukkake. Everybody loves bukkake.
Well, same with goatee, but anyhow.
Actually, bukkake gets very nauseating if you watch it for too long.
I can't say I have ever watched it at all.
It?
I mean, I've seen vidcaps, but I've never sat there and watched.
No, you've got to see it, like, when the chick, like, downs a gallon
okay.
of
whoa,
semen.
let's, okay. All right.
Because it's not white. It actually has that fucking tinge to it. It looks like whoever were doing it was, like, a smoker. There's, like, nicotine in a seed.
yuck.
So it's like watching Super Troopers.
Brand new Nicotrol liquid formula.
Yeah. It's like watching Super
Naturally made.
God. Watching him, you know, he's like fucking, you know, doing like, just drinking straight fucking syrup and stuff. He's like, ooh, god damn, it looks nasty. Or like drinking a gallon of milk, only then you realize it's man juice.
Wow, I think anybody who's drinking, never mind.
Or as Flying J likes to call it, man chowder.
Gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish.
Hey, moving on. Marilyn Manson just got cleared of some charges that were pressed against him.
What?
Because he pressed his Johnson up against a security guard's head. He gyrated. During his concert, a security guard standing next to the stage, Manson ran up to him, grabbed his head. You know, the security guard's facing out. Mm-hmm. So it was just rubbed his back of his head on Manson's genitals. And he sued, of course. But he pretty much was found that it was just... It was let go. It was not necessarily acquitted as so much as it was just, what I want to say here is just so much it was just kind of let go. I think it was acquitted.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Marilyn Manson?
Yes.
Or security guard?
Security guard.
Security guard. Yeah, I'm working tonight, honey. Where are you working? I got to keep the kids in check. Oh, where? Marilyn Manson? Devil. Yeah. You know. No, Marilyn, what's wrong with Marilyn Manson? Easy.
Rubbing his dick on everything, dude.
Easy, easy, easy. I can tell you exactly what's wrong.
What's that?
It's the only way he knows how to entertain.
What, the shock value?
The shock value. I mean, he's like you said, with the Deadpool. Howard Stern and the Deadpool and stuff like that he did. Yeah, it was cool. It was great. It was funny.
It's old.
It's old. Marilyn Manson? That, why do you think he has to keep reinventing himself? He's gone from the, I guess you could say, industrial goth to the weird pseudo-alien thing that wasn't quite goth as much as just fucked up. You know, that the androgynous
zone. The medical thing was kind of cool. No,
yeah.
That was really
industrial
creepy. Like, oh, damn. What's
you know, now he's in this sort of like a retro goth, like, you know, as I like to call it, the 20s goth, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's his current thing. You know, that's his, you know, that's his current little... I don't know how you want to say it. Ego.
Yeah.
But, it happened back in 2000. This is back when he was doing, you know, the whole medical goth. No, 2000 would have been the whole alien.
Would have been the alien.
Alien thing, so.
Alien goth.
Alien goth, or whatever you want to call it. But basically, Manson did plead no contest.
I am Black Star 5. So heavy is my pain. Alien goth.
Yeah. Yeah, that and as someone in the message boards or chat room says, job hazard, absolutely. If you're going to be
job hazard.
Security at a Marilyn Manson concert, dude, wear a full body condom.
Wear your headgear, dude. You don't want some guys wang up on your scalp.
Speaking of wang, today seems to be like the wang episode here or whatever, but have you ever heard of reflectoporn?
No, what is it?
Okay, for those of us who actually go to FARC a lot, it's actually it's now a cliche on FARC. But anyhow, what reflectoporn is photographs of objects that are for sale on eBay that have a shiny surface to them, and either inadvertently or intentionally, the person is nude when they take the photo. So, like a woman...
Is that like the guy with the fucking teapot?
Yes, reflectoporn. The fat guy with the teapot takes a photo, and you see the guy with a camera and nothing else. Not even a smile, because the camera's in the way. And then there was another one they showed of a guy who's selling a guitar. Well, you look at one of the chromed pieces on the guitar, and you can see that he's crouching in front of it nude. And then there's this chick selling a TV on eBay, and you look at the TV and you realize, wait a minute, those are boobs. Bare boobs.
Let's see, bring it up.
Actually, I can't right now because of bandwidth, but
okay.
Reflectoporn is something that eBay is kind of going, how do we deal with this?
You can't.
You know?
It just happens, God.
Yeah. Who bitches about, I see naked men in D-bots. What? Huh? But, yeah, they're talking about that. They don't know what they're going to do with it. But I do find the irony, though. I found the news article on a site called The Mirror.
Ba-dum-bum.
British.
Da-da-da!
Right. Because of the heat wave that killed, like, 5 trillion people in France and ruined the French way of life.
They're going to start importing deodorant.
Maybe that might be a nice change. No, actually, in 2008, they figure they'll have no Christmas trees that year.
Why?
Because the crop of Christmas trees, because I guess they plant Christmas trees every year.
Well, you have to, yes.
And
then you guess. You think they just fucking go in the forest?
I'm assuming so.
Did you ever see these fucking Back to the Future? Old Man Peabody was breeding Christmas trees?
See, I never put that 2 and 2 together. I guess I'm not a, you know, Back to the Future geek like you.
You don't have to be Back to the Future.
Anyhow, as I was saying, in 2008, they're looking to actually have no
Christmas trees,
or not very, very few Christmas trees, because a heat wave killed off.
Well,
do you think
that will be the mark of the New World Order with the unified government and the mark of the beast?
That there'll be no Christmas trees?
Yeah, because they're taking the Christ out of the holiday season.
I don't know.
Because, you know, the cross was made from pine. You know?
No, it wasn't.
And, they hung...
I can't think of the name of the wood, but it's not pine.
And they hung ornaments on Jesus and stuff, man.
Yeah, I can just see it. I'll go a couple years down the road back to the Vatican, and they'll have, like, you know, a star on Jesus' head, or, you know, St. Peter will be holding garland.
Yeah. Look like he sneezed. You know, it really makes me laugh, you know? People don't realize, like, what a halo is.
How can you not know what a halo is?
No. Let me rephrase that. You know what a halo is, obviously, right? You've always seen it in paintings and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is the origin of a halo? I know exactly what it is, and it's going to make you laugh your ass off.
It's the embodiment of the soul in a form outside of the body. I can't remember the exact deal. And most Catholic, the halo didn't necessarily look like a round sphere or a round disc or whatever you want to say, ring. It was actually a heart that was on fire covered in thorns.
Yeah.
Fucking Catholics are goth. Anyhow.
Yeah. It's actually what happened was... you know, they were tired of people, not people, but birds shitting on all the fucking statues of saints. Mm-hmm. So they put rings on top of their heads right there so the birds would sit out and when they shit would fall away from them.
Well, that's a nice practical application of that, actually. But I figured the halo was had to have been around for more than that because it was in paintings.
Halo
that's
originated
true,
from that.
Because it went from the heart, thorn, fire, and a lot of Catholic paintings to the halo.
Right.
Good point.
That's where halos originated.
Very
it has
good
nothing
point.
To do with your soul, has to do with... keeping birds from
well,
shitting on Jesus.
Well, the physical appearance of the halo has nothing to do with the soul of the modern halo. It's the original concept of it, though. What?
Nothing.
Shit moving around in here again? You, like, start freaking out, staring at my door and staring at something that moved. And I'm like, what moved? Hey, the asshats at Whammo want to sue people now.
Oh, shit. I guess I do have news. I just can't remember any of it. I read this story, yes.
Dude, what is wrong with someone? They're
Whammo so has a reason, though. Whammo has a reason.
Oh, yeah. He used the product improperly.
No. No, no. Whammo already got sued for $14 million before this from somebody who did the exact same thing, except for they were drunk and the thing was wet and they slipped and fell. Let me explain. If anybody out there has seen the new trailer
Dickie Roberts, blah, blah, blah.
For what?
Dickie Roberts.
Yeah, the trailer for Dickie Roberts with Child Star with David Spade. Mm-hmm. Everybody sees that funny scene with him and he goes on the slip and slide, but it's dry. Okay? And that's when he fucks his chest up, right? Funny scene. Whammo is suing Happy Madison Productions, Adam Sandler's company, mm-hmm. who have produced the film. They're saying that they want either A, a disclaimer on the screen broadcast at the time, or B, the scene cut entirely from the movie and they'll drop their lawsuit. Seems ridiculous. At the same time, though, I understand why. There was some guy who was fucking drunk off of his ass, and he decided that he was going to go on a slip and slide.
When? Recently?
No.
So you're comparing something that happened how long ago?
About 10 years or so.
Okay.
Slip and slides aren't the same nowadays as they were back then. Nowadays they have those kiddie bumpers like you on them on the side like you find at the fucking, what you call it, bowling alley.
Yeah.
Okay, and they have a bumper at the end to stop you. Slip and slides, for those of us who've ever used one, I don't know if you have.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Didn't used to have that. It was just a plastic fucking tarp.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's really all it was.
But now they have to inflate with all that shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was on the old style one, some guy got fucking drunk and he ran and
slipped. Well, you know, one of the reasons they had to put those
broke his fucking leg and got Jesus. Some concussions and shit when he fucking went off the slip and slide and fucked himself up. And he sued and won. Which is the origin of that.
Fucking McDonald's spilling coffee in here. I did more of that shit, you know? But you know what? The thing, one of the reasons they also had to put like the inflation stuff on there, and I remember the slip and slide that I played on had the big alligator mouth at the end. You flew through and landed in a kiddie pool.
That's one of them. That's one of them.
And one of the reasons they had a lot of that stuff though was because people were putting this shit down on concrete. And I'm thinking to myself,
concrete.
Wait a minute now. You're telling your kids to go run and dive head first onto pavement.
No. We never had anything like that because we put it on grass. This is when I went to a day camp thing. Okay, but we did something even better. We had the Gonzo 100-foot slide, the biggest fucking one they made. They put this on a hill.
Facing down?
Facing down.
Right on.
So basically, we were at the top of the hill, and we ran, and we would fucking jump and fly out over a hill and land on this thing and slide all the fucking way down.
Now, that's worth it. That sounds like fun.
Problem is, the slip and slide would stop before it got to the bottom, so you'd slide on grass for a while.
Ow.
Yeah. Ow. They would always make sure, of course, it was cleared of, like, broken bottles and shit like that. But
of course, because it was L.A.
Grass? Ow. Fuck.
No, I've had grass burns.
You got to wait for it to get wet, and you're okay. But when it's dry, oh,
fuck. Well, duh.
And it's just been cut, like, a couple days ago, and it's all hard.
My thing, I can. It's not a slip and slide. It was actually me, my stepbrother, and another guy. We were riding our bikes. We were kids. I think it was about... third grade. Third, fourth grade. We're riding bikes down a hill. My brother yells out, "Mark, watch out for the hole." And I scream, "What hole?" Bam! As my front tire of my bike goes right into this big divot that's in this hill. Huge hill that we were just flying down. The divot, it was about basketball. Like, you could have fit a basketball in it and hit it completely. Okay? My front tire went in there. I went over the front. The bike went back over me, landing about 20, 30 feet over to the left or right or somewhere else. I, however, landed face first right down on the grass and slid for 15 feet on my face, arms, body. Just pow, slide. When I got up, I had grass burns, like rug burn type, you know, on my face, brow down, including the most painful of them all. My eyelids.
Ow, fuck.
Because I kept my eyes closed.
God damn, that sounds painful.
So they had to, like, salve me up. I was just a mess. Dude, it was like a week later, I'm okay. I mean, my dad grabbed the bike, fixed the front rim. I was back on riding my bike later that afternoon even. But, oh, man, you want to talk about just something that was bad. Just slide.
I decided I want to be a stuntman one time. Went tumbling down a fucking hill.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked.
What'd you hit?
Nothing, but
the
it
bottom.
Reminds me of another funny sidetrack story. When I was back, like when I used to go to summer camp thing, like a day camp thing, right there, you know. It was basically like you know, it was like Mr. T had some sort of fucking youth center with field trips. So one of them, we'd like on Tuesdays we'd go swimming, right? But what we do is we go to like another park, you know, and like have our lunch there. We'd be there for like 2 or 3 hours. Well, I remember in this one particular year I went there. It was like fucking hella busy, right? Or not hella busy. It was like hella cool to have fucking walkie talkies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So everybody.
Hey, wait! It still is hella cool.
Yeah, yeah. I know. No, but we're kids, you know. So we'd play like fucking war and stuff in Commando. We'd have walkie talkies, and you know.
And of course, everybody had the same damn channel.
I know. So it's like, you know, everybody could be covert. But I remember what we did one time was we were like going there, and there was like some rich brat kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was like our age, you know, something. Like we must have been like 10.
Okay.
Know, actually, like 9 or 10 little assholes. And he like didn't want to play with us. Like, wow, cool, you know, because they had like brand new walkie talkies. You know, we're just like the Radio Shack normal stuff, you know. And he's like, no, you can't see it. You know, he's being a fucking dick, and he had a snotty fucking rich bitch mother that took him to the park and whatnot. So what happened is we were actually on school buses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how they're fucking busing us everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we stole one of his headsets.
Oh my god!
And what would happen is it was so fucking cool, dude. We were like on the bus and they didn't know where we were because we could like look at the bus and we could see him right there, you know. And they're like looking around. And we're like, "Fuck you, lady! Suck my dick."
And how old were you?
Like about 9, 10. Man.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I didn't know. I was saying it. I knew it was bad words. I knew it was totally offensive. I just didn't really know what it meant at the time.
Interesting.
But it was funny as hell to see this when we get so bad. I'm gonna tell your parents. Bye, my parents. Fuck you. It was pretty damn cool.
So that means this lady was walking around screaming back at kids on a walkie-talkie who were screaming at her.
And we did this for as long as we could because the bus was like just sitting there idling and stuff. And she's like just looking around. And we were laughing so hard because we knew she couldn't find us because mm-hmm. we were in this bus. And we like continued it until the bus finally, a couple minutes later, drove and went out of range.
Nice. So you kept that?
I don't have it anymore, but...
So someone did keep that axe while
they're... Someone did keep it, yeah.
I wonder if they ever brought it back and were playing with it.
Fuck no. I remember the kid that had it, man. He was like... He played with his all the rest of the summer, man. The other kid, you know, couldn't be fucking outdone, man. Got the ones from Radio Shack, man, that were like fucking head units like this. Like we're wearing now, similarly.
Exactly, we're wearing now. Actually, I know that we were playing with him once, because Vert... He's a radio junkie. He's CB, ham, all that good stuff. And he had these earpieces. I mean, we're talking like the FBI earpieces, you know, made by Realistic. So it was Radio Shack equipment.
Yeah.
And it had like
Realistic. Balls. Wow.
Yeah.
Used to have a double tape deck made by them.
Yeek. I'm sorry. I still have microphones made by them.
I still
back home.
I had one microphone and I still have two PAs.
Wow.
Self-contained with amps.
Yeah. Very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
So anyhow.
So it basically what it was is these little units, you clipped them on your belt and you wired them up and you stuck it in your ear. And that's all it was. That was it. I don't know if it was 1, 2, or 3 channel. Might have only been one. But he always wanted to use it for paintball. And the problem was, though, is when you're playing paintball, you're talking and mumbling and kind of being incoherent as it is. And then your other teammates are hearing that. And anybody else by chance monitoring is listening to that, too. Doesn't always work out. It was like we always wanted to play paintball and bring lasers. Well, the problem was, sure, we'd shine our lasers on stuff, but then people could figure out where the lasers were coming from and shoot back. So,
no, dude, what we'd do is get these infrared lasers.
Shit.
And we go to Kmart and get these cat's eye focal optics. Focal, man.
Dude.
That was the Kmart brand.
I know. Actually, I have 2 focal lenses for my SLR camera.
Wow.
They're nice lenses. They are very nice lenses. So
I used to use those to, like, stare at my neighbors.
Problem is, your neighbors are probably very
two-story apartment building over a carport. Okay, I was up there, man. I was staring at everything. I was surveying. I was master of my fucking domain, dude.
Apparently, you were. All right, moving on. Trying to think of what else. Oh yeah, by the way, this is a good Iowa thing. You remember how we talked a couple shows ago about how Iowa and the whole methamphetamine deal and?
Oh yeah.
You know, we got talking about that. Well, here's
you were in rehab for a while.
Oh no! Oh no!
Do you were telling me, dude? Mm-mm. That's where you met your wife.
Nope. No, that was called high school.
Rehab.
Just like high school for you is jail.
Nuh-uh. I didn't go to jail in high school.
That's right. You got work release. Coralville, Iowa. Now, this is down near the Iowa City hospitals in the Iowa City area. Coralville, Iowa. Kill electricians found more than just wires hanging in the ceiling in Coral Ridge Mall. This is a mall they just built like 5-6 years ago. Fairly new mall. They also discovered a small pot farm. There was grow lights, fertilizers, plant containers, marijuana seeds, everything you needed to basically grow pot. It appeared the plants have been harvested within the past month. So someone had access to an attic space or a crawl space up in the very, very top of Coral Ridge Mall, of a mall, and they were growing pot.
That's great. You know any fucking stoner dude that comes in now and just stares at the ceiling is going to get arrested.
Exactly. Any stoner dude just kind of goes, man, they were lucky.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's gone. But that's one of those ones, I guess. Like, it's funny that Iowa, because first off, they do that documentary in Iowa and the whole methamphetamine and everything like that.
Iowa's
and then they do the whole pot.
Because
so.
Iowa's, you know, that's a junkie state.
Dude, apparently, I mean, that's what everybody's starting to think. Oh, you're from Iowa. Yeah, they grow meth there.
Yeah.
Wait. No, we grow corn. That's the cover-up.
Grow meth.
Fuck you.
Well, hey, isn't it better than the corn jokes? You said you didn't like those.
I don't like any of those jokes. I mean, it's like you were always saying, we should go cow tipping. Yeah, you've ever been cow tipping. And look, the only people that ever been cow tipping in Iowa are the Californians, pure and simple.
That's not true, man. You were telling me about some guy from Jersey.
No, I told you about a guy from California.
No, you told me it was Jersey.
California.
You said Jersey.
I did not say Jersey.
You said fucking Jersey.
Whatever, dude. Moving on.
Conversation saver. 4 city blocks. There you go.
Actually, I got some news basically on the ATATs at RIAA. But
ATATs. Wow, it's like smack never
hey,
left.
Hey, we gotta keep the flow alive, you know. Pipe.
Fuck you,
Big
Zealand. Pipe.
You heard about the RIAA suing the 12-year-old little girl.
Who lives in the projects.
Who lives, yeah, in the projects. They paid for a subscription to Kazaa that was supposed to take care of any of the legal issues to do with...
Or so they thought.
Yeah, Kazaa says, we don't know what you're talking about.
You were paying just to use our software.
Yeah, why is there a light version? so, yeah, they Kazaa totally dissed them.
Look for a lawsuit there.
Yeah, absolutely. But the girl had to pay a $2,000 fine to the RIAA, or I should say her mother, because she, the little girl, just cannot pay any money, obviously.
Sure she can.
But the RIAA, this is huge.
Street
in these,
life.
In these geek circles. Now, they're suing everybody under the sun. They're suing little girls. And then they go ahead and they release the amnesty program. Have you heard about the amnesty program?
I heard something about it. I did not get a chance to read it. So please enlighten me.
Pretty much.
And the audience, because apparently I'm not the only one here.
Basically what it is you get a chance to report yourself to the RIAA saying, yes, I have downloaded illegal music. Here's all of my information, including social security number. And I promised I've already deleted them. Oh, yeah, they're deleted already. And I, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Now, the Electronic Front, the EFF, Electronic Freedom Frontier Front, whatever.
Yeah.
Basically a pro-legal group.
What's the website for that?
I
know some people I think are total assholes I'd like to report.
that'd be funny.
Yeah.
That'd be great. No, actually, what was I trying to say? They're asking people to turn themselves in and basically be, you know, good Samaritans about this. Now, here's the thing, though, is a lot of these legal groups that are fighting the RIAA say don't do it because now they have your information.
Yeah.
You've volunteered your information, which means that they can come knocking on your door and say, hey, guys, we just want to do a spot check your computer.
Or phase one, thought crime.
Exactly. The RIAA is getting way out of hand with this, in my opinion. I mean, just the simple fact that, you know, they are suing everybody indiscriminately. Okay, I can kind of understand that because they obviously don't have the information to do anything like, oh, I don't know, research and make better music and find out what people truly, truly want.
We must stop the evil IRA.
We should do something.
I heard that they have Hitler's brain frozen and it's hooked up to a supercomputer.
Well, at this point, nothing necessarily is, you could probably better think they do. CNET, though, is reporting that they were doing this clean slate program that allows people to supposedly avoid legal action by stepping forward and forfeiting any illegally traded songs. Now, here's the funny thing. They consider any song that I buy, purchase, give to you, illegal. All because it goes over the internet.
Right.
That's fucked. Because we could still make tapes and cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
Add that onto the fact that, you know, they're suing everybody indiscriminately. Boycotting will just prove their point. We need to figure out a better way to do things. Because people are saying, well, fuck, boycott the RIAA. Boycott any album. How?
You can't.
They're everywhere.
They're not a company with a product. They represent every fucking
They represent everything. Right. Also, the other thing that gets me is if you boycott them, well, then they're going to keep with all these trends of saying, well, you know, they're losing more money and losing more money.
Yeah.
It must be true. Illegal file sharing is doing it. No, it's not. You know, I mean, the reason that their sales are down, I can ask you a question. What was the last CD you purchased in the store?
In a store?
I think I know what it is.
Cheech and Chong's Greatest Hit.
Yep, I was just going to say that because you and I went to Odyssey Records to go buy that. What did I get when I was there? I forgot. I got a Nine Inch Nails.
You got Nine Inch Nails. I remember that because the guy behind the counter was talking to his coworker about how much Nine Inch Nails suck.
He was ringing up my Nine Inch Nails CD. Pretty hilarious in an irony way.
Of course, my next CD I'd probably buy will be Audio Slave.
Yeah, really, with a really kick-ass video there. Now, think about this. How much, compared to how much music you've purchased on Apple download at the music store, Apple iTunes store, whatever they call
it. I've downloaded several albums.
Several albums? Mm-hmm. How much money do you think you've paid since that service has started up?
I'd probably hit out about $60, $70.
So, $70. So, you've paid $70 now in an iTunes store, and yet $20 on a CD. When was the last time you listened to that CD?
Been a long time.
Okay. Now, it was Cheech and Chong's Greatest Hits. It was an older CD. So now you're downloading or you're buying old CDs in a brick-and-mortar store.
Yeah.
But you're buying what kind of music at the Apple iTunes?
Jesus, what am I not? The albums themselves that I've bought, I have a Johnny Cash album, of course.
Of course, the American Four.
Actually, no, I didn't get a chance to buy that yet. Mm. I have a Johnny Cash, like a gospel album. Yes. I also have a Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay.
Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2.
Okay.
I have, what else did I buy? Sublime.
Okay.
40 Ounce to Freedom.
So, older, but not really old.
As far as, like, new songs right there, I haven't really heard too much of anything that's new that I've won, actually.
So, you know me?
No, never mind. That wouldn't be it, no.
No problem. So, now me, before I bought the Nine Inch Nails, I bought, Queens of the Stone Age and Foo Fighters, which I think are pretty good albums. Michelle also has purchased a couple of CDs. You know,
Foo Fighters are quite enjoyable.
Very. You know, but the problem here is again, I bought what I wanted. I bought the one CD I wanted or two CDs that I wanted, and I've been happy ever since. I haven't even really downloaded a lot of music because I haven't found a lot that I like that, you know, isn't...
That's really been a problem with me right there. With Apple iTunes right there, if it's a song I really dig or something like that, and I can't find a good enough quality right there, I will simply go ahead and buy it off Apple iTunes. At the same time, if it's something really popular, I find a good cut of it first, I won't bother with it. However, about downloading music, I don't really do it as heavily as I did before. Right now, I'm sitting at 10 gigs of music on my iMac.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fucking, whoa. I'm doing pretty good on that.
See, and I only have about 5, almost 6.
Yes, I'm probably going to expand on that more. And a lot of that, too, is actually CDs I have now I wanted to go ahead and just archive on there. Some of it is. Not a lot, I should say some. But at the same time, you know, I've been getting some old stuff, too. Now, there is one CD that I do plan on buying due to the fact I was able to download some sample songs off of that.
Which was?
NWA Legacy, Volume 1.
The rap, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking pro wrestling for some reason.
No, Niggas with Attitudes.
Okay, yes, okay.
I like Eazy-E. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I have a very strict code. If you for someone to say they actually like all types of music right there, you can't say I like this, but I don't like rap or country. You don't like all types of music. You like most then.
Mm-hmm.
I even have a lot of Arabic music too.
Yeah, you're going kind of downloaded crazy with the Arabic music. I know that from just my own.
That's some pretty cool stuff.
Just some CDs that you burned for me that I thought was really cool. I mean, it wasn't stuff that I'd listen to every day.
Yeah,
but
I get like world music
cool.
And some mixes like that. Next, the Arabic. I don't have like a lot. I have a small little collection of them. But my next one is Celtic that I have for world music.
Why not? You got to try something different. Vakuris actually brings this up on the message board. I remember I was listening to, I listened to him a while ago, and then they had like this whole station meltdown thing. But WOPN.org used to do like a lot of internet radio. They were one of the ones that did like what they tried to call free source music, but it kind of got distorted. It was one of those things. And I'll tell you what, like people like what we do, you know, we do a 2-hour show. We play music in the background. You know, we got people out there who are, and I play a lot of weird shit. I mean, you know, I go out of my way to look for something that not only, I guess I could say it like this. If I like it, someone else will like it, is usually how it goes for my music tastes and when I play it on the show. Such as when I was playing like those cover songs of Rose Tint My World from Rocky Horror Picture Show, or
yeah,
when I had the Ghostbusters covers and some of the other metal songs I've been playing recently. People are like, oh, where'd you get that? Where can I find that? You know, I'll either put it up for download because it was free to distribute, or I'll tell them, hey, go here and download it. It's free as long as you do this thing. You know, mp3.com, to me, is still great. It's free music. It's something.
Yeah. I've only ever gotten one song off mp3.com.
Which was?
You fucking hated it, I know. I played it in my car that night.
Oh, yeah.
Flux capacitor.
You know what? I didn't hate it as so much as I hated the intro with a Casio keyboard.
Yeah. Dude, what the fuck is this? What'd you do, download a recording of a demo mode?
Exactly. So, as far as I can tell, though, I mean...
Yeah.
The RIAA and their amnesty program, don't trust it. Don't do it. I know there's only half a dozen of you guys out there listening. Don't fucking trust it. Don't do it. You all seem to be pretty smart.
Yeah, and to be, yeah, and the thing about it, too, is a real sign that of fucking defeat is Universal,
mm-hmm,
with their drastic reduction in prices.
$12, $12.95 per CD now, down from $20 per CD.
That's not good enough. No, still not good enough.
Cassette tapes cost more to produce, and yet they're only $8.
Right. So, no, I don't agree that it's good enough. No, not at all. But, yeah, that is, in some ways, kind of a big step for them as an individual company to go forward and say, let's do that. So, yeah. My opinion, though, like I say, it's really going to come around right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, like, you know, video killed the radio star. Well, internet killed the video star.
Yeah, internet killed it. I mean, this is something that's, you know, it's going,
yeah,
to happen, and
you can't stop
Universal
it,
realizes it, and they're lowering their rates. And you know what? That I told you about that last week. You didn't like it last week. You must have changed. You must have thought about it.
No, I didn't like it because it wasn't low enough.
Yeah, it wasn't low enough. It isn't low enough.
I think it's ballsy, but I still won't buy it. And the only reason I'll buy AudioSlave shit is because I really dig it.
Yeah.
If it's something good enough like that, I'll go ahead and buy it.
And the thing is they need to just start releasing good albums, because we've been burned as a society, as a culture, as an entertainment base, so to speak, by so much crap. You know, and now they're starting to get a lot of good music that's out, but guess what? You got to find it.
Well, it's not just that.
You have to find
it. It's not just music. I mean,
movies.
As a whole, dude.
Movies. I mean,
movies,
look at movies.
Cars. We're fucking stagnant as consumers. We're bored and tired with the shit. That's
like the 50s all over again, really.
Yeah, we're like,
in all honesty, it's the 50s all over again, because there's nothing. There's
except
nothing
we've
changing.
We've gone from, you know, who's got the biggest fin to the biggest wing.
So we've gone to fish to birds.
Good point.
You've gone from fish to birds.
Well, I like that.
That's a good point.
I got the biggest wings of all.
You have gull wings.
That's right.
Caw, caw.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Crow. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You've been listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
The greatest internet show that will ever be.
And I want to point out that when we come back for break, it's Mad Props time.
Yeah, and it's, before that, there will be a quick rant of why I don't like McGraw-Hill companies.
Uh-oh. We'll look at that in a minute, but...
of course we will. That's why I said in a minute.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
No,
hey, real
shit.
Quick, let me reiterate, though. Get your asses in Spankwagon. That's our chat room, irc.slashnet.org. The room is Spankwagon. We see you there. You get Mad Props, and then you can leave. Just abuse us, okay?
But you may win a clicker liquor pop. You never know.
Ooh.
When we may strike. Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
I'm Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself away.
It's time, kids! Time for Mad Props! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and to award everybody for listening to Spank Wagon Radio, we're going to give out Mad Props. But first, we have decided who wins a Clicker Liquor Pop. And you know what? They've got a great reason for winning, and we'll tell you right after we get through it. Now, first off, let's say hello to someone who pops on the board and has a flight tomorrow. He's dedicated. He's staying up, and we're keeping him awake. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello to Airwolf.
Mad Props.
Let's say hello to the second person on our list and the actual special winner of the day, Shazad.
Mad Props.
Shazad, if you're listening right now, you get a Clicker Liquor Pop just for single-handedly going on and staying on the actual chat room. Let me just make sure I got this. Show some respect, bitches.
Right on.
To Johnny Cash. So you know what? On to you. Email me, spankwagonmail@cox.net, your mailing address, your street address. We will mail you a Clicker Liquor Pop.
You have seriously just one. It is not a joke.
Seriously just one. We're not joking. We'll send you one.
So much for waiting till the end.
Moving on. Oh, well. Let's say hello to a man who's very, very dedicated. Although today, very, very quiet. But I hear he has like a bitchin' server rack and no one else has seen it. Sounds like the story of a sex life. Let's say hello to Reverend Hummer.
Mad Props.
Let's say hello to the troll on the board. Let's say hello to Smoothie.
Mediocre props. You pissed me off with that Johnny Cash comment.
Let's say hello to the man who actually provides me with my website and provides me with the ability to do the website and, you know, the internet thing and has taught me a lot and blah, 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 and kissing ass, keep it free. Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And let's say hello to another Mac convert. Yes, he was a switcher. Let's say hello to Vakuris.
Mad Props.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mad Props. And of course, as we said, Shazad, you do get a Clicker Liquor Pop, in all honesty.
Have one.
All we'll do is, once I get an address, we'll mail it out to you. 7 to 10 days, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. And we're serious here, so don't think we're bullshitting you or
nope,
anything like that.
Nope, it's real. You won.
Yeah. So, alright, where were you?
And if you can, why don't you get the Clicker Liquor Pop? Take a photo of it.
Of course.
And submit it into the Hall of Fame of Clicker Liquor winners.
Not that we have the Hall of Fame even up and running yet, but still.
We're working on it.
We are, actually. I'm reading my news. I'm caught up. Oh, we're fucked.
Yeah. I mean, reading the news.
Walking
the mile.
Anyhow.
Shit, I had a good news story.
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're not prepared today. I mean, we're really
something before the break.
Just not prepared.
There's something before the break. What the hell was I going to say?
I don't know.
Damn, I lost.
I think we lost.
Ah! Behold.
Uh oh.
The conundrum has returned.
Oh Jesus! Now what?
I got a rant against McGraw Hill.
The publishers.
All right.
Okay. Why? I mean, you don't go to school, so you don't deal with textbooks.
No, but did you know McGraw Hill has a banned list of words?
Yeah, almost every
publisher does.
Did you know
pop is considered a dirty word?
Pop. P-O-P.
Pop.
As in pop server, as in...
No, P-O-P. In regards to soft drinks and beverages.
Okay, how so?
It is considered ethnocentric. As is soda. And because salt is bad for you, salt is a word that needs to be refrained from being mentioned in textbooks.
What the fuck?
This is McGraw-Hill's list of bad words.
How did you... okay, so explain to me. I mean, salt. Salt's considered a bad word.
Salt is considered
a bad
word. Salt's
an element. Salt's a mineral.
Salt is... NaCl. Because it isn't healthy for you in seasoning, you must refrain from mentioning it at all costs.
But if that's the case, then nothing is truly, truly healthy for you. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes, oh, yeah, you sit too close to the monitor, you get cancer. Yeah, you get that breathing in the air.
Hut is a dirty word.
Hut.
Hut.
As in hut hike or job of the hut?
No, hut as in a home.
How is this a dirty word?
It's considered ethnocentric.
How is it? What indigenous tribe? Hut.
Hut.
I think a lot of people use it.
Don't know, but because it is a tribe, it's considered ethnocentric. Dogma is a bad word.
How the fuck? I mean, dogma is an explanation of a belief in a system.
But because people...
Or the slang of belief in a system.
But...
Oh, shit. That is weird. For those of you in the chat room, we seem to have lost you. I'm checking our bandwidth right now.
We're
fine.
Up.
Okay.
Rev. Hope some fiber wasn't cut.
Yeah, really.
Shit.
Those of you who are in the chat room, we see you. We know you're there.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Well, it didn't do it to just us. It did to a lot of people. Some fiber went down. Something went down.
Something just went down major in the United States of America right now.
Yeah, net split. Oh, boy. Wonderful, wonderful net split. Thank you.
Al-Qaeda! Oh, no, wait, no.
It was Saddam.
It was Saddam.
So what other are these banned words?
It was the conversion to .net.
Oh, I said soda. Split.
Some of these other words, let's see. Dirty old man.
Okay, I could see that, because that's, you know, a man from Nantucket, dirty old man, that joke. So, okay.
No, because it refers, uses the word old. It's considered...
What?
It's considered discriminatory.
There's a Dr. Demento song out there that makes fun of shit like this. Guy was trying to sing Old Man River, and the PR people was like, oh no, you can't say old. Elderly man river, keep it gender neutral. Elderly person river. Well, river's a little too specific. Elderly person body of water.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That is exactly what it is.
This is bullshit.
Now.
What are they doing? Where are they banning these? They're not banning them in textbooks,
yes,
are they?
Yes, they are.
Textbooks?
Textbooks.
What grade levels? What?
Kindergarten through college.
Unbelievable. Where'd you read this?
It was a rant that's come up. It has unofficially been dubbed newspeak. McGraw-Hill refutes the notion that it is to be considered... They consider the word newspeak offensive because it is associated with Orwellian writings. But nonetheless, they say that this list is necessary. Protect them from lawsuits.
Who for what?
They have also pushed to have Hemingway novels banned.
You can't do that.
Old man in the sea. It's considered offensive.
Let me guess. Old man in a body of water. Elderly gentleman in a body of water. Elderly person in a body of water.
Yes.
Fuck.
They have really pushed for this right there. At the same time, McGraw-Hill owns several publications such as Business Week. Now, I there's no fucking DeLorean people over here. I'm like leading, I'm moonlighting over here, so new people don't fucking know my post. But Business Week did a recent article saying of 8,300 prospective car buyers, these were the results of what they were asking. If you were to buy would you buy a car endorsed by the celebrity? It was something like, I think like 29% said, or no, I'm sorry, like 21% said yes to Pamela Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
20% said yes to, Kid Rock. 18%
it's kind of saying yes to the same thing.
18% said yes to Dale Earnhardt.
Sounds about right for numbers of NASCAR people.
7% said yes to Lee Iacocca.
Okay, that's a hardcore car people.
And 12% specifically said that if it was endorsed by John DeLorean, they would not buy it.
Really?
Really. So, my rant is... With McGraw-Hill being the people of the journalistic integrity we know of who are rewriting history, okay, with Newspeak fucking Book 6 out here, which they have a conference with us every year and add to it, okay? With McGraw-Hill's history, knowing this right there, how can we trust them in Business Week to consult these polls? Number one, it says out of 8,300 people polled. They don't say that out of 8,300 people polled, how many they actually used for those results. They also don't say if they'd use 8,300 people for those results, what were the total number of people polled. In addition, they don't ask what would have affected by this shit. So
I would have to see the survey because I know that when you write up surveys such as that, you can actually put in just enough disclaimer to get away with saying that we only got three answers, here they are.
Yes, exactly. And at the same time, they don't say why they would or would not buy a car. Everybody knows Pamela Anderson. Everybody knows Kid Rock. People don't know who the fuck Lee Iacocca is.
Very few people actually know who Lee Iacocca is.
And, I mean, come on. I still have people that don't know what kind of car I drive.
Yeah.
So would you buy a car endorsed for him? They probably think he's some fucking dude at a fucking, you know, body shop down on the corner, man.
Let's think about this.
There's no association.
Yeah, let's think about this. The name John Z. DeLorean.
I know where you're going with it. I'm not going to be happy if you say it. But yeah, it's drawn out. You know,
for those who do know about the whole cocaine thing. But also, let's think about it. What kind of a name is DeLorean? I mean, let's just think about it. If it wasn't for the car, he was obscure other than to gearheads, much like the Iacocca deal right now. And
yeah. Wait, stop. Okay, now hold on. That's not fair. Iacocca and DeLorean are not obscure because of gearheads or anything. That's the only circle they're known. There are many fucking people that are obscure only enough to gearheads, and even further, hardcore people.
Okay,
obscure as in everyone from James Shinoda,
right?
Okay, to fucking Bunky Knudsen, okay,
or Bob Hoover if you're a Mopar guy. Anyhow,
right.
One thing that I kind of am curious then about is the fact that like Chazad says, what the fuck's wrong with McGraw-Hill? If they're doing this shit, you know, this is wrong.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time. Now, I have no choice but to purchase their products.
Yes.
For classroom environments and stuff like that.
But McGraw-Hill, their grip, look up the McGraw-Hill companies and see how many things that they own. The ACLU has tried to go for this right here, but they can't seem to get a foothold on anything. They'll sue for this, and they've been dragging their asses because they've had, you know, it's New York. Cops are always fucking killing black people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their hands full of that. It's not a slam against black people. I'm just saying there's more fucked up people in the world that they have to help immediately to save lives than,
right.
But
well,
yeah.
Not just that, but I mean, you know, here you have a publishing company. These are people that you are expecting to be, when you think about a publishing company, you feel that it has to be very fair, very unbiased, because
they cannot be.
Truly, a lot of people's perceptions is the last form of free media is print.
Even though
it's the oldest form of free media.
No longer.
No. And it never really was to begin with. I mean, honestly,
I'll show you the link after this.
Honestly,
if you'd like to see it.
I'll tell you honestly, well, let's put it on the website. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you know, censorship in print media has always been there. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. This is just disgusting.
Oh, yeah. And print media, and we're not just talking movable type. I mean, right. You know, back in the day right there, you know, when you had religion right there, you had the priests and religious clergy. They would speak Latin, or at least know Latin as a written language. They were required to know Latin to be universal. So, you know, if they had peasants or whatnot, and the peasants got a letter from someone, they didn't know what it was, they'd have to read it to the clergy. And if it was beneficial for the clergy to tell them the wrong information, they would go ahead and do so.
Right.
Especially when writing, you know, look at the Bible, okay? Two biggest things right there. It's originally found, but Christ did not walk on the water. He walked by the water. But it's like a whole fucking thing of translation from, like, old Latin into some other language, and they wrote it.
All that. Well,
and because they also change it as they rewrite, and things like Moses. Moses didn't part the sea, okay? He knew, like, when it was low tide. Things like that.
That's why they camped out.
You
make it sound like there should have been an editor on the Bible. Well, no, you know, there really wasn't any parting of the sea. It was just low tide. Why don't you go back, give me the script on this tomorrow, and we'll go review.
A lot of that stuff they want to censor in the Bible, too, man.
I don't know. I don't know. Chazad, you're really kind of going off on us here. Hey, it was the fucking fuck assholes. What? What the fucking fuck is wrong? Oh, I see. Okay, because we didn't say what the fuck is wrong with McGraw-Hill. We said, what the fucking fuck is wrong with McGraw-Hill? Oh, you're asking a question like, okay.
Because they censor shit and they're rewriting history. It's not right.
Do you mean as in, like, what the fuck is wrong with them? Or as in, hey, what the fuck's your problem with them? Anyhow.
It's like Joe Pesci meets fucking Trencher. what am I? Fucking fuck to you?
What am I? Fuck the fuck then fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck you, you fucking
fucker. Yeah, it looks like we got some people back. That's
hey, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm glad you enjoyed your net split.
Yeah.
Thank you for Reverend for telling me what that was.
Thank you.
I haven't seen what actually
Mad
occurred.
Props.
There you go.
There you go.
So anyhow, yeah. See, now I guess I have a problem with that because, and honestly, there's the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, which fights censorship of comics, and that form of artistic media.
But your children are going to know a different past than you did. It's quite possible.
Well, man. I'll tell you what. There's a book I have downstairs actually right now. It's called Lies My Teacher Taught Me. And it's a book on history that talks about topics that when you were taught in elementary, junior high school, are not only are they completely wrong, But I don't want to say it was, they censored a lot of information. They you lies, things like that. I mean, they literally told you lies. Because basically what it does, you know, what they talk about, like, I'm trying to use an example here. Helen Keller. Mm-hmm. Okay, Helen Keller. How many Helen Keller jokes do you know?
Let's see, why did her dog run away? Why were her legs yellow? How did they punish her? Version 1, version 2, version 3.
Okay, stop right there. Okay. So we got a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a
lot.
She's
a communist whore, though.
Exactly. How many people actually know that she was really into socialism? I mean, not communism as so much as socialism. She was a socialist. She fought for socialism.
She's a red devil.
She believed in the whole concept of socialism, even though we all know socialism doesn't work, except when you put a good base.
Because we're good
upon,
Americans.
No, except when you put a good base of commercial. I'm just talking myself into circles today. I'm not.
It's,
doing
it's
really
God.
Well.
You're not supposed to challenge.
Apparently, I'm not
his
supposed
word
to be talking about
by,
this.
You know, God likes democracy.
Yes.
It's in the Bible.
So, but as I was saying, though, not too many people knew she was in a socialist. Woodrow Wilson. You know, people think, hey, he's a great president. Blah blah blah.
He was.
Well, he was. Oh yeah, great president. Oh sure, racist as the day is long to say something corny. You know, he totally supported the Ku Klux
Klan. You're from Iowa, and you said say something corny. All right.
Dick. So, I don't know. It's
fucking totally derailed that train of thought you're on.
You did. I mean, it was already derailed. I mean, but now you big thundered it. I mean, you killed it.
Wow.
Anywho.
Its origin is like, you know, John Doe.
I don't know. I mean, there, you know, one thing I remember then in West High, they were talking about a lot of books they took off the bookshelves in the West High library, school library, and then, you know.
Are you going to buy your kids banned books to read?
Yes.
Good.
My kids should read Catcher in the Rye.
I never got a chance
kids,
to read that.
When they get older, they should read The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, you know. They should read these books.
Yeah.
They should read Tom Sawyer. They should read Huck Finn.
Sidetrack real quick. Jungle, I read 20 pages of that book and had to do a book report.
Yeah.
And all I said was, yes, this was a good book about the poor class and working man, blah, 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 and how they were mistreated in the meatpacking factories in Chicago. However, it was grossly misrepresented in a wrong way when Roosevelt read it and decided to go ahead and put in FDA standards. And I just go off on that, dude. You know, I got a B for that, only reading 20 pages on a book report. One of my crowning achievements and going out of my way to avoid work.
You know, that's funny, actually. But it's interesting, though. You've actually picked up the book.
Yes.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong. Banned books are banned because people are afraid of lawsuits? No. Banned books... books are banned because they don't want
to
educate. People are lazy like you. They don't want to educate the point. The only time I ever see you educate a point, and I'm saying this nicely, is when someone mocks, disrespects your automobile. Then you go out of your way to make sure they know that exactly what sort of torque ratio or what the bolt patterns are, and basically what the torque.
Yeah, and sometimes I go a little further. I just sometimes make them feel real bad.
And it's the same thing. Maybe we need more of that, because nowadays the schools are starting to teach a lot less. They finally got away from the feel-good teachings, but now they're just teaching more along the lines of practicality.
Homeschooling. For your kids.
You know what? That'd be great, but see, my...
Homeschooling, dude.
Wife will get better. Anyhow.
No, dude. No. Your wife can go work, and we'll, do the show, dude. We're going to be famous, man.
We'll be on these chairs 24-7. Our ass will be planted and spreading. The thing is, though, education and the way the education system is going right now is really depressing, because the teachers and educators, and I'm not speaking for my wife, I'm not speaking for her school system, I don't know enough about hers, but I'm talking more like the junior highs, high schools especially.
Yeah.
They're now teaching more of quick and dirty facts. And even worse than it ever was. They don't, one thing you don't start getting until you get into college, which you should get in high school, honestly, is not just the facts of a situation, but the understanding of it.
Uh-huh. True.
There was a war in 1812. When was the war of 1812? 1812. Well, why was there a war?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can answer that. Hell, right now, off the top of my head, I can't answer that.
Everybody wants to idolize Pancho Villa. He killed a lot of innocent Americans.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But what caused that? Now, another thing that...
Word to Vocris. It's all about the Pentiums, baby.
Yes.
Now, continue.
One thing that also, is funny is a lot of times, like history especially, it's a hard thing to teach because of the fact that it's depressing. History is a very depressing subject. Because if you think about it, and you're reading shit, and you're reading, and you're reading, and you're reading, and all these things are bad are happening, the, you know, settlers, and, you know, the plight of the Indians, the plight of the black men, the plight of the women, the fact that there was starvation, you know, crime was this, you know, the fact that, you know, big money was big money. Everything we're seeing today, I'm sorry, everything we're seeing today has already been done more than enough times over.
Yeah, that they can finally get it right and get that the least resistance as possible.
Yeah, impeachment, yeah, exactly. Impeachment of Andrew Johnson,
yeah.
Okay? Abraham Lincoln was murdered, of course, as we all know, John Wilkes Booth, because every serial killer or every killer, famous killer, has three names.
Is that true?
Well, they like to use, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth.
Explain Sirhan.
Jeffrey
Sirhan.
Wayne Dahmer.
Explain Sirhan.
Or
Sirhan.
John Wayne Gacy.
Explain
Sirhan. Sirhan. Fuck, you figure out which name's the first, which name's the last. I'll pretend there's a middle name. Anyhow, what I'm saying is, though, is that it's a very depressing subject, and it's happened. Everything has happened before, so it just kind of goes. When you learn history and shit like that, you're like,
you know, George Washington died of pneumonia because he was sleeping with his neighbor's wife. Guy came home early, had to run naked through the snow in Virginia winter.
Okay. Sure. Why not? I don't necessarily believe that, but okay.
Hey, man, my dad saw it, man. He told me it's true.
Saw it.
He, like, saw it on TV. I mean,
okay.
My dad was old, but he wasn't that old.
George, what are you doing? It's cold out here. Jesus. But no, I'm just saying is, you know, they censorship a lot of the stuff we learn, especially history and stuff like that.
We have to fight the power.
You better pack a lunch. It's going to be a long fight.
Come on, man. Let's go.
All right. So anyhow, I think what we're going to start doing, we're going to start wrapping it up for the day.
Right on.
Show's almost over. So let's go ahead and say some closing notes. Actually, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Congratulations, Shazad. You've won a clicker liquor pop. Please don't forget to email us because we do need to know where to mail it.
Mad props only to your clicker liquor pop and you.
And, yeah, like Reverend said in the chat room, there's no anthrax, we promise.
Yeah.
But
what are you going to do?
So if you mail us spankwagonradio@vftp.net, the email, though, let me get that straightened out. You can go to the site and click on it, or spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Right, I'd give you my email address, but people came fucking spell Claude Balls.
Nope, and I even have it written on there for them. That's the funny part. So anyhow, also I want to say a big thank you to VFTP for providing the space on the server, vftp.net. I want to say thank you to Mr. Mann for providing me the broadcast service. That way we can broadcast you every week at this wonderful, high-quality, telephone-sounding internet radio show.
You should have just said high fidelity.
I should have. Cool. I want to say thank you very much to Claude Balls for showing up week in, week out, and putting up with me and our cute little rants. I want to say thank you to me for showing up here as well.
Mad props to us all.
I also want to say thank you to every listener on the chat room. Thank you for listening to Spankwagon Radio. We will be playing music for a little bit longer. If you want to catch us tonight, head out to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We'll be hanging out there watching cars.
You know it.
Have a good night, folks.
Thank you. And good night. Hey, this does work as a camera.